It's amazing what God is doing in his church and in the body of Christ. Today, I want to talk about the power of unleashed potential. Unleashed potential. 2019 is the year of unleashed power, potential. Where's provision and harvest? The year of unleashed power, potential, provision, and harvest. Come on, say it with me. The year of unleashed power, potential, provision, and harvest. Thank you, Tracy. You're good. Hallelujah. But today we're going to talk about unleashed potential. I love the potential that I see in people. I'm an encourager of potential. I was on Facebook recently looking, and that's where I find out what most of you are doing. Because you're on there and you're posting pictures. And I was just blessed and amazed when Kiva posted, "I'm on my way back from Madrid." And she was there for an international. And the guy that was doing the announcing said, "Everybody here is the best of the best of the best." I commend you, Kiva. It's wonderful. Keep going. Keep going. So I looked at a little bit of the different clips and things. It's off the chain. It's great to have the kingdom represented up in there. When God is using you and doing some incredible things with you. And he wants to do that in all of our lives. So for the next few moments, I want to just lay a foundation around unleashed potential. Unleashed potential. It's in John 14, 12 through 15. I'm just going to read this scripture as a basis for today. There's other scriptures that I will read over the next couple of weeks. But Jesus is saying here, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do." Greater works than these. Greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. "Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, so that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Let me read it again. "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these, than these, he will do. Because I go to my Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments." One of the things that's evident about Jesus when he chose the disciples and all that he did was he was helping them and giving them glimpses of the potential inside of each one of them and the potential of his kingdom. The potential inside of them and the potential of his kingdom in operation. I want to share a story with you that I read recently. It's from a book called The Potential Principle by Mark Sanborn. And it says this: in 1985, three-time Olympic athlete John Howard was at the Bonneville Salt Flats trying to set a new land speed record on a bicycle. Howard was not riding your dad's Swin bicycle. His was a specially built bicycle. One turn of the pedals moved the bike more than 110 feet. When Howard set the land speed record, his monitored heart rate was 195 beats per minute. His top speed was 152 miles per hour. If you guess that this is the top speed for riding a bicycle, you'd be wrong. A decade later, a European Beat that top speed by riding a bicycle, beat Howard's best by reaching a top speed of 161 miles per hour. You might have little to no interest in bicycles or land speed records. That's not the point. What's important is this. We have no idea what is possible physically, mentally, or organizationally. Most of us far underestimate our own potential and the potential of others. Even though I'm no mind reader, I can say with a high degree of confidence that you were at least surprised, if not shocked, that a human could ride a bicycle so fast. How many of you would say, yeah, I was kind of shocked by that. Yeah, that was me when I read it. Nothing, listen to this, nothing in the average person's experience with bicycles would suggest that anyone could ride one as fast as 150 miles per hour. Here's the reason. Your imagination is limited because of your experience. Maybe that's why Einstein is purported to have said, imagination is more important than knowledge. For knowledge is limited to all we know and understand. Most likely, in making your estimate, you're afraid of being unrealistic. Perhaps you've been criticized for aiming too high or trying to accomplish too much in the past. Or maybe you failed to meet your goal you or your boss set, and the memory still stings. Whatever the reason, experience makes us set the bar a little lower. Just a little lower, a little more, a tad more. There. We can hit that speed. Now forget about the bike. How good could you be? How much better might you be than you are right now? I'm talking about unleashed potential. In my reading over the years, I've come to regard the book of Ephesians as a book of potential. A book of potential. Because when you read through it, much of it speaks of potential. In Ephesians 1, 15 through 23, Paul is writing here, and Paul is writing to them out of having now recognized that many of them have come into the faith. One of the things that I believe has been a challenge for all of us, or can be a challenge, is coming into the faith, becoming born again, but nobody ever pushing you to your potential. Nobody ever speaking about your potential. Nobody ever telling you you never want to settle. Because in God, you don't have to settle. I'm convinced that many of us tend to live beneath what God ever intended for whatever reason. But I'm telling you, it's in this season that God is releasing unleashed potential. If there ever was a time for there to be grace for you to maximize potential, I'm telling you, it's right now. But it's going to take some cooperation on your part. Ephesians 1, 15 through 23 says this, "For this reason, I too, having heard of your faith in the Lord which exists among you and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart be enlightened so that you may know." Now he's talking about potential here. "That you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints, And what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe? He's saying, you don't realize that you have potential on the inside of you that comes with God. And so I want to give you just a couple of Holy Ghost definitions as it relates to potential. Now, the reason why I say that is I didn't look these up. I'm just in my time with the Lord. He just speaks things to me. I write them down, and then I share them with you. But potential, a dream, a vision, dream, idea of future possibilities. Yeah, just read it with me. Come on, say a God-given vision. Okay, that was good. We're going to say it again. That was the practice version, okay? So this is the one where you really say it with some conviction. Come on, Kay. Here we go. A God-given vision, dream, idea of future possibilities beyond something or someone's current state that is better, more promising, more fulfilling than their current reality. I'm talking about potential now. I'm talking about God-given potential. That's what Paul is speaking to there. Where do we see this actualized? When God comes to Abraham, what does he speak to him? He speaks to him potential. He speaks to him potential. Abraham happens to be the guy he comes to reinstate his covenant. As a matter of fact, let's go back to the garden for a moment. Adam was created with unlimited potential. Vision, dream, idea of future possibilities beyond something or someone's current state that is better, more promising, more fulfilling than the current reality. Now, in that state, Adam was perfect. His potential, his creative ability, unlimited. That's why God says, you name the animals. And out of that creative potential, he named every animal. When Adam fell, that potential began to wane. Years pass. He connects with Abraham. Says, I want to establish my covenant with you. And the first thing he does is he gives him vision. He gives him, speaks to potential. If you can count the sands of the sea, that's your lineage, your inheritance. I will bless you to be a blessing. And those that come after you will not be able to be numbered. He comes back to him again, this time, points to the stars. Says the same thing. He's speaking to potential. Say potential. Vision, dream, idea of future possibilities beyond something or someone's current state that is better, more promising, more fulfilling than the current reality, your current reality. I'm speaking to all of us when I say we are in a season now of unleashed potential. God wants to bring you into the very reason for which you were created. The same way that he spoke to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1 when he came to him, and Jeremiah says, I'm young. I'm not ready. And he says, no, don't tell me that you're young. For before you were born, I knew you. Formed you in your mother's womb. Called you with purpose and destiny. And for every person under the sound of my voice, don't think that your current situation is all that God ever intended for you. I don't care how good it is, how bad it is. We are in a season of unleashed potential, and God is going to bring to the forefront some of the things that he's always intended for us. What I love about those who have vision, those who operate out of a place of potential, you know, that's what individuals have the ability to do who are able to look at a piece of property, that rundown house, but see potential. They have dream and idea, future possibilities beyond something or someone's, the current state. This can be fixed up. They can look at a plot of land and say, I see a hotel right here. Matter of fact, I see two hotels right here. They can look at a field that's been run over, weeds everywhere. And so I see a theme park here. And I see rides for the kids. And I see families coming from all around the world. That was Walt Disney. In Disney World and Disneyland. I'm talking about potential. I'm talking about potential. He spoke to Jeremiah and helped him to understand, no, there is potential on the inside of you. And I'm speaking to all of us again to say, there is potential on the inside of you. One of the things that we often have to navigate through is how life has a way of trying to shut it down, trying to lock us down. Cause us to be blinded. And if we are not intentional, say intentional. If we are not intentional to keep pressing into God, pressing into the things of God, we can land in a place where we feel like this is all my life will ever be. This is all I will ever have. This is all I will ever do. Not knowing that on the inside of you is hidden potential. Hidden potential. And I'm saying to all of us that God now is digging deep. He's going deep to find and bring up that hidden potential. Put that up there for me. Hidden potential. Hidden potential, power, strength, energy, knowledge, ability, and resources that are lying dormant, that haven't been realized, recognized, acknowledged, activated, and drawn upon. Hidden potential. Hidden potential. Come on, read it with me. Hidden potential. Read it with me. Come on. Power, strength, energy, knowledge, ability, and resources that are lying dormant, that haven't been realized, recognized, acknowledged, activated, and drawn upon. I'm telling you, this is the place where we will unlock that hidden potential. Unlock that hidden potential. Unlock that hidden potential. All of us, in some degree or another, can live in that place of the untapped potential on the inside of us. And what we don't realize is as much as we may be doing some things, there's more. When Jesus said, these works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these, because I go unto my Father, it was unlimited what he was talking about. Everything he demonstrated was to give a sense of this is the potential, the power that's available to you through my kingdom. So much so that when Peter just said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come. He said, it's me, come on. And Peter steps out and is walking on the water. He is demonstrating to him not only the power, but the potential of the kingdom in operation. The kingdom of God in operation has the ability to navigate through every law, every natural law in existence. That's why we can believe for a healing, but there is something called a miracle in the midst of the kingdom. And y'all better wake up. You better wake up. Some of you believing for healing in your body, just ask God for a miracle. Just make it so, I'm done, we're good, and you can move on into your place of purpose and destiny and the potential that God has for you. You see, if we're not careful, we will relegate ourselves, settle ourselves into the place where the hidden potential stays hidden. It's never, ever really drawn upon. But all the while, what Jesus was doing was he kept showing them the potential of his kingdom. That's why when they fed the multitude, he could have sent them somewhere to buy some food. But he said, let's do this a little different. I want to show you some of the potential of my kingdom in operation. What do we have to work with? 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Well, get them for me. Tell the people to sit down in groups of 50 and 100. You see, when you are being pushed to your place of potential, you have to realize sometimes you're going to have to take a risk. You're going to have to take a risk. If you're not able to take a risk, guess what? You're probably not going to reach your full potential. It was risky for them to tell those guys, sit down, now we're going to feed you in a minute. And all the while, sweat, you know, beads of sweat coming off their head. I don't know what we're about to do, because all I saw was two fish and five loaves. Did you see any more? Because that's all I saw. That's all I saw. But see, in the natural, in the natural, it's going to look one way. But in the spirit, it can look a whole nother way. Because when God looks at us, when he looks at you, he's looking at the potential. Thank you for clapping, brother. He's not looking at the you that you happen to be where you're at today, the situation or circumstance you're in today. He will always speak to your potential. He will always speak to the purpose. He will always speak to the destiny for which you were created. That's a good time for somebody to clap your hands. He will always speak to those things. That's why you can never allow yourself to get stuck in it or allow anybody to cause you to be stuck in it. Never let somebody define you based on where your life is today. You need to be able to say to them, it ain't over. You just keep watching. You keep watching. You keep watching. You keep watching. You about to be amazed. Get ready to be amazed. Get ready to be. There's some potential that's about to. We are in this building right now because I dared to believe the potential that God showed me. I couldn't wait on somebody to affirm me. I couldn't wait on somebody to say you could do it. I knew the capacity on the inside and willing to take the risk. And I want to thank everybody that was willing to take the risk with me. We're here. We're in the land. And we are conquering every devil, every demon. We will transform this place from the first floor to the third floor. And this will be the habitation of God. It will be the representation of the kingdom of God, the embassy of God. And they will come. They will come. They will come. They will come. They're going to have to park on the grass. They're going to have to park on other areas, but they will come. They will come. They will come. Make no mistake about it. They're on their way. They're on their way. I thank God for Pastor Josh and all he endeavored to do and all he did from this location. But he passed us the baton. This is a relay race, y'all. Get it? It's a relay race. It's a relay race. Y'all know how a relay race works? When you're in a relay race, one person runs one leg, another person runs the next leg. It's God who sovereignly says, it's your turn now. But when you're passing that baton, you only got so much time to pass that baton before both get disqualified. Anybody ever run a relay race over here? You run that relay race, you're running, you got the baton in your hand, and the guy that's waiting for the baton is like this. Now he's already going. He ain't just standing there like, no, he's looking. And when he gets his hand like this, he's looking, and just for a fleeting second, both hands are on that baton, because they teach you when you pass that baton, you don't just kind of flip it. Because you got to get it right in the palm of their hand, and you know when they've got a hold on it, and you release it, and they keep going. And here's the reality: the person who gets the baton is supposed to be able to run faster than the person who just passed the baton. That's why they save the best runner for last. They save the fastest runner to be able to take that thing home. Now everybody plays their part, but they run their leg based on their potential. I'm talking unleashed potential. Can I go just a couple more minutes? That was a rhetorical question. I apologize. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Potential, potential, potential. Vision, dream, idea, a future possibility beyond something or someone's current state that is better, more promising, more fulfilling than the current reality, the current reality. That's why you can't get stuck with just what it looks like today. You gotta press into God-given potential. God-given potential. Every one of you have that potential on the inside. I'm grateful for those over the years who looked at my life and said, he's got potential. You know, they didn't focus on my failings. They didn't focus on areas that needed to be developed. They focused, they saw the potential. They saw the potential. They saw the potential. Rhema Christian Center saw the potential of me leading worship, sent me to the International Worship Institute, paid my way, paid my expenses for me to go to that institute. And when I went to that institute, I got a vision of what God had called me to do. And while I was there, I got equipped. And before it was all said and done, many, many, many years later, the institute that they sent me to as an attendee, by the end of the institute, the very last institute, I was the keynote speaker for the opening session of that institute. I'm talking about potential. I'm talking about potential. And there is this God-given potential on the inside of each one of us. For some, it is hidden. It's hidden. But there's a power. There's a strength. There's an energy, a knowledge, ability, and resources on the inside of you that lying dormant. And here's what you have to know, that the enemy, while he can't read your mind, he can look at you and recognize potential. He can see gifting. That's why, hear me now, that's why you can be the most gifted and the most skillful in what you do. He'll come and offer you something before you get the revelation of what God called you to do. That's why for me, I spent my years out in California to be rich and famous, because I knew I had musical skill and ability. I didn't need anybody to tell me that. But I'm grateful for the grace and mercy of God and his mercy to arrest me and show me a greater place of potential. Yeah, he said, you can go the way you're going and you'll be rich and you'll have success, but you won't have my presence. He said, or you can turn and go the way that I've chosen for you, and I'll be with you all the days of your life. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. For all of us, we need someone to help us with the hidden potential. The power, the strength, the energy, the knowledge, the ability, the resources that are lying dormant and haven't been realized, recognized, acknowledged, activated, and drawn upon. They show up in our lives in a number of different ways. They can be a coach. They can be a tutor, mentor, personal trainer. Anybody here have a personal trainer right now? Okay, anybody here ever had a personal trainer? Come on. How many of you would be honest enough to say there was days when you hated that personal trainer? If he tell me to do one more squat, if she tell me to... But what they're doing is they see in you potential. And when you are working in the potential that God has called you to, it's going to push you. Lastly, I want to tell you this. You see, fulfilled potential will require some cooperation. Can often entail some level of discomfort, inconvenience, perseverance. Tracy, you're going to add persistence. Persistent. Perseverance and persistence are two different things. Persistence and sacrifice. Fulfilled potential will require some cooperation. Can often entail some level of discomfort, inconvenience, perseverance, persistence, and sacrifice. That's what it's going to take for fulfilled potential. Discomfort. There's always a price to pay. Inconvenience. Nothing about this walk is convenient if you're really walking with Him. Perseverance. Perseverance. It's an attitude. I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. You can't make me. I'm not stopping. This will not stop me. This will not stop me. This will not stop me. Persistence. You just stay right with it. You stay right with it. You keep knocking. You keep asking. You keep looking. And it will require sacrifice. Unleashed.